What do sneakers, Bibles, and politics have in common? Well, let me begin by saying I am not a Trump fan, but I am a conservative biblical Christian. So it's one thing to be selling golden sneakers for $399 while running for president. It's another stratospheric level of audacity to be pandering to cultural Christians by selling KJV Bibles for $60, in the view of some to help support his somewhat fair, some unfair, personal legal defense fund. Trump endorses the Bible by saying it's, quote, the only Bible endorsed by President Trump, unquote. And speaking directly on Truth Social, quote, I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible, unquote. My view, respectfully, is that pride is ironically part of the problem with this endorsement. One could not create a better scenario to build a straw man on the threat of Christian nationalism than merging Trump selling Bibles. The former president thinks his foray into religious commercialism will ingratiate him with Christians. Believers are all now expected to believe he must be born again, for sure. And non-Christians now have a perfect example to point to in locking all Christians together under the banner of our mascot, Trump. This can't help biblical Christianity. One may choose to vote for the lesser of evils, and God can do anything with anyone. One positive may be more Bibles put in the hands of seekers. However, this tightening association between Trump and biblical Christians only serves to damage our attempts at evangelism. Just as his reference to, quote, 2, unquote, Corinthians 3:17, while standing in front of St. John's Church was a warning to all who were listening. Of course, the spin on this faux pas was, quote, that's the way they say it in England, unquote. God bless you as you serve him today.